2017 models, they'll be gone before you know it. Don't wait until it's too late. In addition to the great deal Toyota of Iowa City has for you, there's 0% financing available for up to 72 months on all new 2017 RAV4s, plus a $1,000 cash bonus on all gas models or an optional $3,000 cash on all hybrid models. Come on in and take advantage of these savings and maybe get yourself an all-wheel drive so you can be well prepared for winter. Choose the Toyota you want because there's 0% financing available for up to 72 months on most of our remaining 2017 models. It's the perfect time. Come see us at Toyota of Iowa City and let's make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
Through October 2nd, 0% financing for 72 months with qualifying credit through Toyota Financial Services. $1,339 per $1,000 borrowed. Does not include $130 dealer documentation fee.
Hey, Thursday, Class 4A Rivalry kicks off Week 6 of the high school football season on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unanz. Join John Hagerty and me this Thursday at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as the Linmar Lions tangle with the Kennedy Cougars. This game was moved to Thursday with Kennedy celebrating the 50th anniversary of the school and is a battle between 1-0 teams in district play. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Linmar at Kennedy, Thursday night at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Chad!
Tomorrow afternoon at 3, tune in to 106.3 FM for the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. The gym will be coming to you live from Solon before their matchup with Fort Madison. This is David Schulte, and I'll be your host alongside Gary Fickle. Count down to kickoff with us as we chat with coaches and athletes and get you ready for high school football action. The KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 on the gym.
Welcome back in 5:05, the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on two of the three KGYM frequencies right now, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. That's because 1600 AM has the Cyclone pregame show on it right now, as Iowa State getting ready to take on Texas tonight at Jack Trice Stadium. And here to talk about the game with us, Alex Halstead from 24/7 Sports. And this is a big game for both teams, but the opportunity for Matt Campbell to put a big win on his early career at Iowa State.
Yeah, you know, kickoff coming up in a little bit, and, you know, this is a big game for, I think, a lot of different reasons. I think one is, you know, you get that national spotlight, I guess. They had a Thursday night game last year against Oklahoma, and it was actually a lot closer than I think people expected, but this game gives you an opportunity, again, against another name-brand school that you know, struggled in week one, but it's gotten better. We saw them look better against USC before their bye week. And so you have the national stage, I guess. You know, it's their only college football game on, going against the Packers and Bears in the NFL, but, you know, really two games on. And then I think the second part is, like you said, just to get Matt Campbell a big win. You know, if they can win this game and start 3-1, all of a sudden I think people do have those bull hopes back in their mind. You know, not say that they've disappeared, but, you know, going into Oklahoma next week at 3-1 is just so much different than being, you know, 2-2. It's just the one game, but it can be such a big difference for this team and their hopes moving forward.
One of the biggest keys for this Texas team in last year's game was the offensive line against Texas's defensive line. Then we saw Texas against USC kind of controlled the game up front on the defensive side of the football. How big of a key is that matchup going to be in determining the outcome in 2017?
Yeah, that's going to be maybe the matchup to watch is, you know, Texas's front seven really against Iowa State's offensive line and just really their offense as a whole. What kind of game plan do they have to work around that, you know? Texas does have, I guess you could say, probably a nasty, you know, defensive front seven. They've played well in recent weeks. And, you know, Matt Campbell said this week that that was the best defense that Iowa State played last year in 2016. And I don't think he was just saying that because Texas comes to town. That front seven did do damage to Iowa State last year. I think they gave up maybe six sacks in that game. And the offensive line is much better this year. You know, they've given up one sack through 3 weeks. And I think part of it's the offensive line. Part of it is Jacob Park is been a little bit better about getting rid of the ball. You know, I kind of looked into the numbers, and Joe Manning last year was sacked in fewer snaps than Park, but he was sacked 20 times, and 10 of those came on third downs. And Park really just gets rid of the ball instead of trying to scramble, so I think that's helped them. But it's going to be interesting to see how Iowa State game plans against that front seven, both how do they go about the running game? Because that's been a question. Iowa State's run game's been good, but Texas is good against the run. And so I'm interested to see, do they throw some short stuff to David Montgomery out of the backfield and do some things like that to kind of use the passing game as a running game? That will be interesting. And they definitely need to try to, you know, get the ball out of Park's hands quick, because that front seven is dangerous.
Sort of heading toward my next question, what do you expect out of David Montgomery tonight against that Texas defensive line?
You know, I think they're going to, you know, Park was asked that, you know, because of that front seven and what they've done against the run, do you anticipate passing more? And he said he doesn't expect to pass, you know, the 40 to 50 times in this game. So he thinks it's still going to be balanced, but, you know, I assume early they're going to try to establish that run. And we've seen David Montgomery even, I think, do some things on his own where maybe where runs haven't been there, he still found some stuff. So I think they're going to rely on him. But the last 2 weeks we've seen him catch five passes in each of those games. And so I kind of anticipate them using him out of the backfield in that regard a little bit. They're not runs, obviously, but I think doing those short little dump-offs to him might be one way to get him in space rather than try to run him up the hole against that defensive line. So I think they're going to try to get the run game going, but I'm interested to see how much of it's run versus pass with Montgomery.
On the defensive side of the football, Tom Herman won't.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Dad, in a recent survey, Cleveland Clinic found that about two-thirds of men wish their dads had talked to them more about their health.
Do you want to hear about my health, son?
Actually, yes.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Dad, in a recent survey, Cleveland Clinic found that about two-thirds of men wish their dads had talked to them more about their health.
Do you want to hear about my health, son?
Actually, yes. If you have a health concern, Cleveland Clinic reminds all men to mention it to their doctor.
Even embarrassing below-the-belt issues.
Doctors have heard it all before, especially Cleveland Clinic. They're ranked number one in urology in the nation, and they've got answers to 10 questions most men are afraid to ask at clevelandclinic.org/mention it.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 502 regular taper fit and 514 straight fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at JCP.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at JCP.com for details.
Here at Toyota of Iowa City, we're winding down the 2017 model year. Because of the fantastic deals we're making on the remaining 2017 models, they'll be gone before you know it. Don't wait until it's too late. In addition to the great deal Toyota of Iowa City has for you, there's 0% financing available for up to 72 months on all new 2017 RAV4s, plus a $1,000 cash bonus on all gas models or an optional $3,000 cash on all hybrid models. Come on in and take advantage of these savings and maybe get yourself an all-wheel drive so you can be well prepared for winter. Choose the Toyota you want because there's 0% financing available for up to 72 months on most of our remaining 2017 models. It's the perfect time. Come see us at Toyota of Iowa City and let's make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
Through October 2nd, 0% financing for 72 months with qualifying credit through Toyota Financial Services. $1,339 per $1,000 borrowed. Does not include $130 dealer documentation fee.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. Oh, hang on a second. This just in, I have an important announcement. Verizon has been placing giant letters all over the country to get people to buy into their unlimited plan. Beware. Don't get hooked. Stop paying twice as much for unlimited with Verizon. Switch to Sprint Unlimited, $22.50 per month per line for four lines and get the fifth line free. If you're looking for relief from Verizon, immediately visit your closest Sprint store, sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Don't get hooked into paying twice as much with Verizon. Sprint works for me.
Savings until 10/31/18, then $38 per line per month for 5 lines with AutoPay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Streams video out of HD 1080p, music to 1.5 megabits per second, gaming up to 8 megabits per second. Subject to credit, $30 activation fee. Prohibited network use rules and data deprioritization apply. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited for 5 lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call as rookie sensation Kareem Hunt leads one of the league's best offenses, the Kansas City Chiefs against one of the best defenses, the Washington Redskins. The Chiefs are unbeaten so far, the Redskins coming off a terrific win over the Raiders. Join us on Monday night and hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
Monday Night Football, the Chiefs host the Redskins, Monday at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, presented by MediaCom. The Solon Spartans look to stay on top of the district standings as Friday night on the South Gym. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle this Friday night at 7 on 106.3 FM as Class 3A number 2 rated Solon hosts Fort Madison. The unbeaten Spartans sit atop the Class 3A District 5 standings and host the 3-2 Bloodhounds looking for the upset. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Fort Madison at number 2 Solon. Friday night at 7 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 502 regular taper fit and 514 straight fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work-to-weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in-store and 60 waist at jcp.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at jcp.com for details.
I told you not to unplug that. Welcome back in the Todd Brownell Camp Show, 517.
I got to wash my feet.
September 28th. And there is no other way to put this sometimes. Sometimes you have the best intentions and things just don't work the way that they're supposed to. So here's what's going on right now. I haven't a clue what frequencies we're on right now. But if you're hearing my voice, this is the Todd Brownell Camp Show. That's Alex Kuhn. And we're taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight, 1600 a.m. Supposed to have the Cyclone Radio Network right now, the pregame show. John Walters getting everybody ready for the Cyclones and Longhorns out of the University of Texas coming to Jack Trice Stadium tonight. The pregame was set to get underway at the top of the hour. And we're either there or we're not. We're going to be on the FM frequencies until 7 o'clock tonight. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. And at 7 o'clock tonight, you're going to get high school football, a game that, as it's my understanding, this game was moved to a Thursday night. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, and Linmar from Kingston Stadium. Scott Unash on the call, and we'll have that for you again coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. Check out the full schedule of upcoming live sports events at KGYMRadio.com. You could also vote in our poll question while you're there. Will Iowa State beat Texas tonight in Ames? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway brings you the poll question every day. Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. My apologies for those of you who were listening to the interview with Chris Halstead. We caught up with him earlier in the day, and we were playing that back, and then things hit the fan, as Warren Zevon once famously said. Someone send me some lawyers, guns, and money. We don't always like to let everybody know that we caught up with people ahead of time, but it's almost impossible to hide from that fact when things just go out like that. So my apologies for not being able to bring you the remainder of our conversation with Alex Halstead. It was good. It was a good one, too, because we got into Iowa State and Texas. And this is going to be an opportunity for Matt Campbell tonight to pick up his signature win, dare I say his signature win. And Iowa State is only about a four-point underdog going into this game. Now, I know Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com earlier in the week wrote that he had a bad feeling about how this game could play out tonight. We'll wait and see. This Texas team is very hit and miss. I mean, you see Texas one week, they look awful. Then you see them against USC and you go, okay, the puzzle pieces are there. It's just up to Tom Herman to get them to fit properly. And I don't know what Texas team we're going to see tonight. So I all week long, the thing that I've been most excited about is the fact that we didn't have to pick that game on the Carl Ennis pick six, or I didn't have to pick it for the Cedar Rapids Gazette on Saturday morning, because I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I do know this: Iowa State has some really cool new helmets that they're breaking out tonight, and I'm not being facetious. The Cyclones have tried for a long time to try to figure out how to represent the Cyclone on the helmet, on their logo, and this new secondary mark. It's not going to be the primary logo for Iowa State, but it's a secondary mark, to use a marketing and branding term. Pretty sharp. Red helmet, red Cyclone with some yellow accents on it. And it looks very modern, and I'm sure it will go over well with the fans tonight. And if Texas wins the game by 24 points, they'll probably never want the Cyclones to wear that logo or those helmets again. But I don't think Texas is going to win by 24 points.
I don't think they will.
23, maybe. I don't know. Look, that's the beauty of this. I don't know.
I think it's going to be a really good football game. And I think Iowa State will be ready on their home turf to go out and win a game against a Texas team who looks good sometimes and other times doesn't look very good. The question all week has been, who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Texas Longhorns? Shane Buechele started the first game against Maryland. He injured for the next 2 weeks. He practiced all week, but Tom Herman, being Tom Herman, says that it will not tell us who will be starting the game. I think it's going to be Shane Buechele, and I think this could be a track meet. USC was given all kinds of trouble by Texas's front four. I think that issue will exist tonight for Iowa State. But something about having the national spotlight, a home game, and a chance for this team to prove their staying power as at least a Big 12 team that can make it to a bowl game will be enough for this team to get up and make it a four-quarter game, and I'm excited to go home and watch this football game tonight because I do think Iowa State has a chance.
According to Don on the text line, everything is A-okay. Pre-game is on 1600 AM, and we're coming in loud and clear on 107.5 FM, assuming the same is true for 106.3 FM in Iowa City, where we will be tomorrow for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Linder Tire can take care of you for all of your road trips this fall, whether you're going to Ames or Iowa City, maybe out to East Lansing this weekend, lindertire.com. You can also visit them in person at one of their three locations, Grinnell, North Liberty, or Iowa City. the road trip tomorrow will come to you from Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. We'll be doing the show from 4 until 7. Stop on in. Jack Dom will be talking a little Major League Baseball with us. The Cubs and the Twins both making their way into the Major League Baseball postseason last night. One team with a win, the other team with a win by somebody else. The Cubs beat the Cardinals. They're the National League Central champs. The Twins lost to the Indians. They had to sit back and await the results of the White Sox and Angels. And Nicky Delmonico, the most valuable non-Twin, he homered last night to propel the White Sox over the Angels in extra innings. Nicky Delmonico sends the Twins into the postseason, where they will most likely face the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium next week. We'll have as many of the postseason games for you as we can manage here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Chris Solari caught up with us earlier today from the Detroit Free Press. That podcast will be available for you shortly at KGYMradio.com. Woodja is on the way as well. Bears-Packers tonight from Lambeau Field. Thursday night football kicks off another week of NFL action. If we had six or seven more frequencies, I think we would be bringing you that game if we were allowed to. The Packers are favored tonight. Aaron Rodgers taking some heat recently over some of the things that he has put out on social media with regard to NFL players protesting. And he has announced that he has given his tickets this week to police officers in Green Bay. Earlier today on Twitter, I announced that I am no longer going to be addressing or acknowledging the NFL protest. I don't want to call it the National Anthem protest because that's not what it is. It's occurring in and around the National Anthem, but it's not an actual protest of the National Anthem or a protest of anything related to the troops. I am going to explain my decision in a little bit more detail later on in the program, but rest assured that it has nothing to do with people complaining about having to hear about it. People complain about stuff that I talk about here all the time, not changing the way that I approach this program. For the last 18 hours, this is something that I have thought long and hard about and not necessarily lost any sleep over, but it's been weighing on me. How do you approach this? How do you do justice to this? And my approach is to change my approach, and I'm going to explain why in hour number three tonight. 319-366-1600. Alex, tell me what we're doing here.
What we're going to do is we're going to step aside.
Okay, okay. I didn't even know if we could do that.
We can do that. We'll take a break. Kyle will join us. We'll hit a bottom of the hour sports beat. And then we're going to come back for Woodja. Get things back on track.
Okay. All right. You heard it from the man himself. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show. We will step aside and get things back on track after this.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 502 regular taper fit and 514 straight fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at jcp.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at jcp.com for details.
Hey, Thursday, Class 4A Rivalry kicks off week 6 of the high school football season on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unanz. Join John Hagerty and me this Thursday at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as the Linmar Lions tangle with the Kennedy Cougars. This game was moved to Thursday with Kennedy celebrating the 50th anniversary of the school and is a battle between 1-0 teams in district play. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Linmar at Kennedy, Thursday night at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
I am so excited for Woodya tonight, I can barely contain myself. Welcome back. The Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way on our FM frequencies right now, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, our South and North gyms, respectively. You, at 7 o'clock tonight, are going to get high school football as Cedar Rapids Kennedy plays host to Linmar at Kingston Stadium. Scott Unash on the call. Right now on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, the Cyclone Radio Network is underway as John Walters and crew preparing for the Texas Longhorns at Jack Trice Stadium tonight. And speaking of the Cyclones, I want to take this opportunity to say congratulations to a friend of the program who shared some great news on Twitter last night. Brent Bloom and his wife are expecting their first child, and it is due in March. I don't think they know the sex of the baby yet. But congratulations going out to Brent. We will mention that the next time that he joins us. You may recall the last time that we chatted with Brent, we did not wish him a happy birthday, and it was his birthday. So Brent Bloom and his lovely bride, who actually honeymooned at the same resort in the Dominican that my wife and I vacationed at, we missed each other by about, I think it was a week and a half, a couple years ago, which would have been really awkward, because the best part about going to a place like that is nobody there knows who you are. You don't know anybody. And so if you feel like you got issues, like I'm a fat, schlubby guy, and I don't ever wander around without my shirt. I don't go to the beach. I don't go to the swimming pool. I did in the Dominican, because you're in the Dominican. Nobody cares. Everybody's drunk. It's 85 degrees out. Throw the shorts and the flip-flop on and free willy all over the place. I don't know what I would do if I spent thousands of dollars on a vacation and got off the plane, got off the bus or out of the cab at the resort, walked up the steps and looked straight into the eyes of someone that I knew.
Even Brent Bloom,
who I don't know very well. There's the big myth. People think that if you work in the media, you know everybody else who works in the media. I don't really know anybody else all that well, nor do I have the desire to get to know many of them all that well. And look, vice versa, I understand it. There are probably some people in the TV and other radio side of things that look and go, I don't want anything to do with him. I want to keep my distance from him. I want to be as professional as possible. 5:32, hey, Kyle. How's your night going so far?
So good. How are you guys?
Yeah, so good. So good that you're ready to bring us another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State is scheduled to participate in the Puerto Rico tip-off in mid-November, beginning with Appalachian State on November 16th. But it was announced today that the Puerto Rico tip-off will take place in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, because of the damages caused by Hurricane Maria. The Rough Riders lost 4-1 to the Fargo Force in their first game of the Fall Classic in Pennsylvania last night, but they're back on the ice tonight taking on Sioux City. Their third Fall Classic game and final preseason game will be tomorrow against Sioux Falls. The Cubs clinched the NL Central with a win over the Cardinals last night, but on a much more surprising note, the Twins also fittingly clinched the second AL wildcard spot on a night that they lost. 1 year removed from losing 103 games, making them the worst team in baseball by 9 games, they're going to finish second in the AL Central and face off with either the Red Sox or Yankees in a one-game playoff next Tuesday. We've got a busy night of football tonight, so beginning at 5 o'clock on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. We threw it over to the Cyclone pregame show as they lead into the Iowa State game hosting Texas in Ames, which will get started right around 7. An interesting note in that one is that Iowa State will be debuting an alternate helmet decal, red helmet, red face mask, red twister with a yellow outline. We're also going to have Scott Unash on the call for Kennedy hosting Linmar at Kingston Stadium. That will also be starting shortly after 7 o'clock, and you can hear it on our FM frequencies, both 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to push Woodge into the 6 o'clock hour because I want to put a little breathing room between the cluster that was the last 25 minutes in Woodge. So if you guys are okay with that,
I'm perfectly okay with that.
Woodja is going to make a rare third hour appearance tonight. But when we come back, we mentioned the article earlier, Greg Doyle from the Indianapolis Star writing what many people believe to be true and many of us have known for a long time, the silent secret that the NCAA is not the entity that runs college basketball. It's the shoe companies. And we found that out the hard way this week when the FBI started arresting college assistant coaches. And the investigation and the arrests have only just begun. Greg Doyle's headline, FBI confirms NCAA doesn't run NCAA basketball. Shoe companies do. We discuss when we return. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show on our FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City and 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. Back with more after this.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 502 regular taper fit and 514 straight fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at jcp.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at jcp.com for details.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
In a world of sports headlines dominated by who stands and who doesn't during the anthem, Rick Pitino gone from Louisville with the real likelihood of other head coaches soon to follow him out the door because of an FBI investigation into something that's gone on for decades, it might be easy to miss real on-field game-related stories, like a team that went 59-103 last season, making the playoffs this season. I'm not going to lie. My baseball radar has been next to completely off most of the season. It's the least I've ever followed the game, but stories like this one about the Minnesota Twins will help bring me back in time for the playoffs. One year after finishing 9 full games worse than the second-worst team in the league, the Twins clinched a playoff spot last night. Maybe I'm too old school, but I do still pay attention to team payrolls. Theirs opened the season at 22nd in the league, yet they're one of the 10 teams that will play beyond the weekend. How about this? The team with the smallest opening day payroll still has a shot to get to the playoffs too, the Brewers, though it might take a miracle and some Colorado losses. Either way, in the American League playoffs, go Twinkies. In 60 seconds, I think he gets it.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 502 regular taper fit and 514 straight fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at jcp.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at jcp.com for details.
Who's that guy in the green room?
Mariota?
No, the guy with the face.
Tebow?
No, the one whose face is like, whoa. The pixelated face.
Oh, Big Al, Alabama's mascot. He can't be seen in public without his mascot head on.
Well, we're on the radio.
Rules are rules, dude.
The Nissan Heisman House is back. Check out NissanHeismanHouse.com for a chance to win a Nissan Titan. No purchase necessary since December 8th, 2017. Open to residents of the U.S. DC 18 and older. Official rules at NissanUSA.com/HeismanHouseSweepstakes.
If you'll stop consuming yourselves with who stands and who doesn't during the anthem, many of you ignoring the real reasons behind it, you might come to appreciate an act like this one. A rookie realizing his impact and location and deciding to be a tremendous example. Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson donated his very first NFL game check to three Texans who work in the team's cafeteria, all three personally impacted by Hurricane Harvey. He delivered the checks wrapped in ribbon to the three and said he hopes it helps them get back on their feet. Deshaun Watson gets it. He's more than a quarterback on an NFL team. He's an example of who likes the responsibility of being a role model. If I could attach a link to the video, I would. Go find it. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
5:39, welcome back in. It is the Todd Brummelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann. We are tasked with getting you to 7 o'clock tonight on our FM frequencies, where you will undoubtedly enjoy high school football featuring Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Linmar. Kennedy playing host to the Lions at Kingston Stadium tonight. A little bit chilly out there. Grab your blankets and your jackets if you're planning on going. And more importantly than that, don't forget your radio. Check the batteries. Make sure that they're good. And for the love of God, bring earphones with you. I'm sure Scott Unash would love to hear his voice reverberating back through the aluminum stands, but no one else sitting around you wants to hear the radio. So as great as the broadcast is going to be, please, for the love of God, use headphones. That goes for anybody who is out in public doing anything.
So you're saying that when I hop on a plane on Saturday, I should bring headphones and not just listen to my phone?
The
out loud.
Absolute worst experience I think I've ever had in my life was sitting across from somebody at an airport. I want to say it was the Nashville airport, but I think it was actually the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky airport. And a woman was playing Candy Crush on her phone at max volume. And completely oblivious to the people around her. And it's the only time in my life, and I'm not exactly proud to admit this, but it is the only time in my life where I actually allowed myself to contemplate whether murdering an individual would be worth it. I mean, it was just 20 people just staring daggers at this woman, and she was so engrossed in Candy Crush that she had no idea how many people she had enraged.
Now, did she ever, I don't know, turn down the volume?
No.
So she, wait, this was at the airport or in the airplane?
This was at the airport.
Okay.
By the gate. That shouldn't matter, though.
Right.
If you've seen Animal House, you know the scene where Donald Sutherland is playing the guitar on the staircase and John Belushi comes down the staircase and he grabs the guitar and he smashes it to smithereens. That's what I wanted to do to this woman's phone. Headphones, earphones, earbuds, whatever you call them.
Mute.
Whatever you call them. And they're cheap. You can get them anywhere. They sell them at gas stations now. I'm sure because kids are losing theirs all the time and parents don't want to hear what the kids are listening to on the iPads and everything, so they run into the Road Ranger or wherever and pick up new earbuds. So easy to get off on a rant, is it not? I mentioned the Greg Doyle story. Speaking of this whole college basketball thing, sounds like a rant at this point. But Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star, who doesn't have a whole lot of fans around here because of some of the things that he wrote about Iowa back in the day when he was at CBS Sports, wrote, I think, probably the best column that I've read to date on the FBI investigation that has led to the arrest of four, to this point, men's basketball assistant coaches, some shoe executives, a lot of people getting caught up in this. The headline says FBI confirms NCAA doesn't run NCAA basketball, shoe companies do. And what he lays out here is the argument that when he's talking about the NCAA, he's not talking about Mark Emmert and the people who work at the NCAA. He's talking about the presidents of the universities, because they really run the NCAA. That's the NCAA, because Mark Emmert does what the presidents want him to do. Very, very similar to Rob Manfred, the commissioner of MLB, or Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the National Football League. You answer
to the owners,
and in this case, not owners, but the presidents of the school. And this is a fantastic line here, where he is talking about, I'm just going to read this. Emmert and Luck and the rest, they do what the presidents tell them. By and large, the NCAA is merely the collection of schools that compete in Divisions 1, 2, and 3, and the NCAA works at the pleasure of its member schools, and its member schools are run by presidents. So I will repeat, and then I will explain. The NCAA, read presidents, had the power to stop the shoe companies, or at least derail their influence before it became too late, but they've been too busy cashing the shoe companies' checks. When you look at the numbers here, and I guess here's a real-world example that maybe some of you have had in your life, maybe some of you can only dream about it, but maybe somebody has offered to loan you some money, or maybe even give you some money, a large chunk of money. It almost always comes with strings attached. No one ever just hands over a huge amount of money because they're... Now, I say that, and we just had the sports beat where Dari Noka is talking about Deshaun Watson giving out his first game check to three employees at the Houston Texans, which that is absolutely awesome. Amazing that he did that. So there are examples out there of guys who are giving large amounts of money to people out of purely altruistic motives. The shoe companies, they don't know the word altruism. And some of the ones referenced in the Greg Doyle piece here, Louisville. Okay, let's talk about Louisville and Richard is at Minnesota. Their deal with Adidas was a 10-year contract worth $160 million. Michigan's with Nike, which I believe was at the time and maybe still is the richest shoe deal signed by a school, 11 years, $169 million. Texas and Ohio State have deals with Nike worth $250 million. UCLA, who's the head coach? It's Steve Alford. UCLA has a 15-year deal with Under Armour for $280 million. And Indiana's Adidas contract is worth $53.6 million over 8 years. Even he references, since this is the Indy Star, he has Purdue's 8-year contract with Nike worth $16.2 million. Millions upon millions of dollars these shoe companies are giving to the schools. What school president in their right mind is going to turn the spigot and stop that cash flow?
None of them.
What school president is going to say, wait a minute, $160 million for 10 years, there's got to be a catch here. What's the catch? They're going to look the other way. The athletic directors are going to look the other way. And the head coaches are going to look the other way, or at least that's their story and they're sticking to it.
Well, particularly since these shoe companies not only were paying them the amount of money that they were paying the school, but oh, by the way, man, we're getting some really good players to come to our school. It must be because of our great tradition here at the University of Louisville or some of these other schools that were implicated. Everything was going well for these presidents at these schools. They're getting multi-million dollar shoe contracts. They employ some of the best coaches in college basketball. The NCAA pretty much has no power to get to the bottom of what's going on. And oh, by the way, they're recruiting some of the best players in college basketball. What president would sit back there and question, oh, wow, I wonder how we're getting these players? what is the catch? Like you said, Todd, no one's going to ask questions at that point.
The paragraph, and it's buried toward the bottom of the piece here, that again drives home the point. The NCAA, the school presidents, let this happen. It is too late, not to mention transparently hypocritical, for anyone sitting in a president's chair to bemoan the incomprehensible wealth flowing through college sports. The presidents signed off on it years ago, allowing companies like Nike and Adidas to quote-unquote supplement their football and basketball coaches' salaries. Alabama football coach Nick Saban, for example, has an 8-year, $65 million contract with an annual base salary of $245,000. If I asked you how much money Nick Saban made, would you even guess anywhere near $245,000?
No.
Way higher, right?
Oh, I would guess in the mid $5 million.
Back to the paragraph from which I was reading. He also has an annual quote-unquote talent fee of roughly $6.5 million, which comes from various places but draws heavily from the money Nike gives the school. And there you've got the rub. The school presidents take the money from the shoe companies, the athletic directors take the money from the shoe companies, and they use that to help pay the coaches. Because save it, $245,000 a year, base salary, you ain't keeping Nick Saban.
No.
He might go back to Toledo for
that
money.
That's almost a Division II coach.
But he makes annually $6.5 million because the shoe companies are just throwing money at the schools. And they're, in turn, turning around and using that to sweeten the pot, so to speak, for these head coaches. It happens in football. It happens in basketball.
I look at this whole deal, and I can't help but go back to the rule of the one and done and the comments made by Kobe Bryant about the AAU circuit and how it's ruining basketball. And I think that there was the point that Kobe was trying to make was the AAU circuit is ruining basketball because it focuses on individual play. It focuses on, there's no real premium put on losing. You play 3 games a day. But I think you throw in the fact that all of this shady underbelly nonsense was going on behind the scenes and going on behind the scenes for a long time. It just adds to that narrative. And I do think that some changes will be made. First of all, I don't see a reason for there to be a one-and-done rule. I think that if a player is good enough to go to the NBA right out of high school, he should go to the NBA right out of high school. The people that want to go to college and play in college basketball should go and play in college basketball. The ones that don't, they don't need to be there because I think it's watering down the product. And I just go back to a couple of years ago when we were sitting there talking about how, as I just mentioned, watered down college basketball was, and it turns out that millions of dollars were going to the pockets of these 18-year-old kids and their families, hundreds of thousands of dollars per kid. And still, we had a watered down top of college basketball. Now, the real programs out there, the programs that go out and recruit guys that are going to be there for 3 and 4 years, different animal. But I do think that some good can come out of this, and it'll be interesting for me to see, because they just busted Rick Pitino. Now that they busted the 4 coaches that they did, the assistant coaches, who's next? If you go after one of them, you got to go after all of them, don't you?
Fran Fraschilla makes a really good point here. The College Hall of Basketball Hall of Fame now has a Pete Rose situation on its hands because Rick Pitino's already been inducted. He's already in the College Basketball Hall of Fame. Now what do you do? And again, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We'll put the Doyle column on the KGYM Facebook page If you're on Facebook, if you're still using Facebook, just search for KGYM. Give us a like and check this out. Just a couple more lines here, and then we'll take a break. If you are paying attention, it's possible that Nike pays Nick Saban more to coach Alabama than Alabama pays him to coach Alabama. Meanwhile, Adidas has been paying Rick Pitino more than $2 million a year to coach Louisville. Any wonder why Pitino's loyalty to Adidas would be so great that it cost him his job? Back with more of the Todd Bromelkamp Show on the way after this.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 502 regular taper fit and 514 straight fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at jcp.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at jcp.com for details.
Napa Know-How.
If you've ever come close to leaving an entire counter full of items at checkout just because someone asked you to join a rewards program, we feel your pain. Luckily, there's Napa Rewards. Joining is easy, and if you can simply remember your phone number, you can get $5 back on your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So join Napa Rewards today and start saving money with every purchase. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call as rookie sensation Kareem Hunt leads one of the league's best offenses, the Kansas City Chiefs, against one of the best defenses, the Washington Redskins. The Chiefs are unbeaten so far. The Redskins coming off a terrific win over the Raiders. Join us on Monday night and hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
Monday Night Football, the Chiefs host the Redskins. Monday at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, presented by MediaCom.
The Solon Spartans look to stay on top of the district standings as Friday night on the South Gym. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Pickle this Friday night at 7 on 106.3 FM as Class 3A number 2 rated Solon hosts Fort Madison. The unbeaten Spartans sit atop the Class 3A District 5 standings and host the 3-2 Bloodhounds looking for the upset. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Fort Madison at number 2 Solon. Friday night at 7 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym. KGYM.
5:55, hour number 3, a rare Woodja appearance in the 6 o'clock hour, as well as your texts and phone calls, 319-366-1600. And the story continues to deepen with regard to the NCAA and men's basketball coaches being looked at by the FBI. We'll bring you as many details as we can on tomorrow's program, which will come to you from Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Do you guys need directions? You remember
how I to know get how to get there.
Carl and Ernie's, right? Yeah, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Stop by and join us. You guys being Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann. Kyle is in the studio now to bring you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State is scheduled to participate in the Puerto Rico tip-off in mid-November, beginning with Appalachian State on November 16th. But it was announced today that the Puerto Rico tip-off will take place in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, because of the damages caused by Hurricane Maria. The Rough Riders lost 4-1 to the Fargo Force in their first game of the Fall Classic in Pennsylvania last night, but they're back on the ice tonight taking on Sioux City. Their third Fall Classic game and final preseason game will be tomorrow against Sioux Falls. The Cubs clinched the NL Central with a win over the Cardinals last night, but on a much more surprising note, the Twins also fittingly clinched the second AL wildcard spot on a night that they lost. 1 year removed from losing 103 games, making them the worst team in baseball by 9 games, they're going to finish second in the AL Central and face off with either the Red Sox or Yankees in a one-game playoff next Tuesday. We've got a busy night of football tonight, so beginning at 5 o'clock on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, we threw it over to the Cyclone pregame show as they lead into Iowa State's game hosting Texas in Ames, which will get started right around 7. An interesting note in that one is that Iowa State will be debuting an alternate helmet decal. We're also going to have Scott Unash on the call for Kennedy hosting Linmar at Kingston Stadium. That will also be starting shortly after 7 o'clock, and you can hear it on our FM frequencies, both 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
This is interesting. That's like the second time that the Puerto Rico Tip-Off Classic has moved in the last 3 years, right? because a couple years ago they moved it because of concerns over the Zika virus, right? I'm not making that up.
I do believe you are correct.
Okay. I thought that was the same tournament. Well, I'd rather be in. Where is that? Myrtle Beach, South Carolina? That's where they're moving it to?
That is correct.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be in Myrtle Beach anyway.
Definitely right now. My heart goes out to the folks in Puerto Rico.
You mentioned that Joe Madden, the manager of the Chicago Cubs, his Play 90 Foundation, what is it? Respect 90 Foundation is selling some T-shirts to raise money for Puerto Rico and hurricane relief. Cubs shortstop, infielder, Superman, El Mago, the magician, Javier Baez, is Puerto Rican and has been speaking quite a bit about how much his country needs relief. And, of course, Puerto Rico, part of the United States, as over 50% of a recent poll showed, people did not know that Puerto Rico was technically part of the United States. And on that note, can't think of a better way to send it to the top of the hour. We still have 60 minutes to come. Woodja is on the way, and Bears-Packers discussion as well. Thursday night football kicks off with a game that people in the Midwest actually care about. How about that? Green Bay and Chicago. We'll break it down for you before 7 o'clock tonight. You're listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM 106.3, 107.5 FM.
Two teams looking to stay in the district race square off.